In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. There's a new problem with Boeing's troubled 737 MAX plane, the aircraft that was involved in those two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing says it's working on software to fix the problem. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now from Washington. Nancy, tell me about the latest problem.
Well, Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration aren't giving us a lot of details, but Boeing did say this wouldn't be solved by the software fix it's already developing. I spoke with David Primo about this new issue. He teaches business administration at the University of Rochester. He says this problem is related to how pilots can control a 737 MAX if the system that automatically pushes the plane's nose down malfunctions. It was apparently discovered in a simulator test. Primo says those simulators test for unlikely scenarios because that's when pilots have to take over.
You know, planes fly themselves to a large degree, but it's the judgment of the pilot in those, one in a million shots that is going to make the difference between that plane landing and that plane not landing.
And Sibri, Boeing is now selling very few new planes. It got some new orders at the Paris Air Show this month, but that was after no sales in May.
Boeing's such a big company. I mean, is there a broader impact here?
Absolutely. The Commerce Department reported yesterday that new orders for durable goods fell for the second straight month in May. Of course, durable goods are things made to last for 3 years or more. Orders for durables fell by about 1% last month, and with orders for transportation equipment falling more than 4%. So Boeing's troubles are clearly weighing down manufacturing.